This is episode 995. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part that's often overlooked as you go about a busy day, and that's the part that you tap into when you give yourself a chance to sit in meditation. Now, this for you, depending on which level you're at, this could mean for you just simply sitting and enjoying a cup of tea or your favorite green smoothie. It doesn't mean you have to sit and meditate. That will give you amazing results. But we all start somewhere, so don't feel as though you're not going to gain any benefits if you're not sitting cross-legged on the floor meditating. You can still receive a lot of peace, energy, and clarity simply by attuning yourself to meditation and to slowing down. So I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on this podcast. And in each episode, I customize a technique specially for the weekly theme. And our theme this week is all about cultivating habits and rituals that you need that will make a big difference in your life. And so throughout this seven-part week-long series, we always go in depth for a week because that's the best way to really master or acquire a quality that you want to become a part of your life. So this week, you've been exploring habits and rituals. Now, you can listen to these meditations in any order you want. So if you're just joining us, this is actually the final episode of this series. And that's fine. You could go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, but you can still listen to this episode and gain a lot of benefits. And I also share full 30-minute guided meditations on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. There's a subscription meditation site there where you have access to over almost 1,000 meditations, and you get journals and guides to go along with each weekly series, and you can try it for 2 weeks free to see how you like to be guided in a meditation. Well, in today's episode, as our final episode, I always encourage you to go out and walk as you do the technique and as you do your meditation, because I think it's a great way to take the techniques that you've explored throughout the series for this week and to apply them when you feel triggered by stress, when you're out in your environment. So taking these techniques off your meditation cushion and into your day-to-day life. This is where you begin to become consciously aware of how you're being triggered by stress, how you're responding, and what you're doing to manage that stress. So it's a way for you to practice managing stress. Now, I know you can't always get out and walk wherever you are. And if that's the case, please go ahead and sit down where you normally meditate. But if you could open a window or door, that would be ideal. This lets the outdoors in and it still connects you with your environment. So just do what you can today. Now, as you go about a walking meditation, you'll go ahead and relax your body and begin walking. And as you do so, you'll take a look around and start to notice your environment and notice yourself as you are participating in the scene. You're part of the scene as well. You're not separate. You're very much a part of your environment. And start to notice what habits and rituals seemed to resonate with you best this week. So what are some things you did this week if you were focusing on just one habit or ritual? What worked really well for you as you focused on that? Or maybe you were focusing on a ritual to improve your health and maybe a ritual to improve your work performance, for example. What seemed to go really well for you? Just think about that. Assess the week. And if you're just joining us, then think about a ritual or habit you would like to cultivate. So bring this into your meditation today or as you walk about and do errands throughout your day. Give yourself a self-assessment, noticing what worked and maybe what didn't work so well. And as you do this, shift gears a little bit and then think about what you might do differently, what you were challenged with, and what you could do differently to feel more successful as you cultivate habits or rituals. And I'll share with you a little research. Research shows that the fewer decisions you need to make throughout the day, the more energy and attention you can give to those rituals and habits that mean the most to you. So, for example, many successful people often wear just a few different types of clothing so that they don't really have to think too much about what they're going to wear. You might think of Steve Jobs, who wore a black turtleneck and jeans. That was like his uniform. He was such a big thinker and thought so creatively. It took an enormous amount of thought power. And the former president, Barack Obama, is noted to only select blue or gray suits. And everything in his wardrobe matches blue or gray suits. And that way he could focus on what was most important and not what he needed to wear. He knew he needed to be presentable, but this allowed him to still be presentable, but to think about it in advance and set up a system so that he could focus on what was most important to him. You might think of this for yourself. When you consider a habit or ritual you're wanting to include in your life, what mundane types of tasks could you minimize choices around? So, for example, maybe you could pre-select what you have for breakfast in the morning. Maybe you have oatmeal and nuts to sprinkle on top and flaxseed to put on it. You have it all right there waiting for you every morning. So you don't even have to think about it. You wake up, prepare it, and then you're all set. Or maybe you could pick out just a few types of clothing that you know you look really good in, and then just have it there in your closet so that you can just grab that workout outfit that you've already selected. You have several pairs, so you can just grab whichever one you need. You don't have to coordinate anything. Or your casual outfit, you just grab it and you have maybe a couple pairs of that so that you're not always searching for something to wear. And then maybe your more formal types of clothing or more professional type of clothing that you grab when you need that. So you think of that in advance and have it ready so that you have a system. I know many people who coordinate even all their accessories and put them in a bag and hang it on the hanger, over the hanger, or attach it to the hanger so that they don't even have to think about accessories, and they have the shoes all right there. So they literally, if they go on a trip or they are going out for the day, it doesn't matter. Everything is all right there. They just grab it, put it on, and they don't even have to think about it. So think about what you could systematize so that you could focus on what means the most to you. Your rituals that could change your life, and your habits that become your thoughts, that become your actions. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you. Continue your meditation or walking throughout your day or getting ready to go to sleep, whatever you happen to be doing, giving yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing for yourself. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.